Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
All right. Well, hey, we're excited today. I have a special guest, and his name is Greg Fox. We had him on here like last year or a year before last. How long has it been, Greg? Oh, yeah, I think it has. But what happened is Greg gave us an update on what's going on in the area and even the larger area, just, you know, things that he knows that we don't know. I'd like to ask him about it. So we're kind of do this interview style. So Greg and I go way back. I got to know him at Chamber of Commerce years ago. He used to be the marketing director of Starplex before it was... What? No, a long time ago.
Oh, Starplex is what it was.
Yeah, yeah. It was Starplex at that time. Yeah, so so anyway, I'm going to ask him, starting off, what he's doing now, what he's up to, and so on, bring you up to date, and then make some sort of overall comments about things going on, and I might just butt in and ask him a question. So we'll both be up here. Come on in here, Greg.
Hi, Steve.
Thank you very much.
Good to be here.
Yeah, I appreciate you being here. Hey, and we're both on. I think they can hear both of us.
Yeah.
So, okay, Greg, why don't you introduce yourself, tell us what you're doing, and some exciting things going on.
I was born a poor white... Never mind. No. He mentioned the Starplex Cinemas. I was the marketing director for Tarrant County for them before they even broke ground. Anyway, very excited to bring that to the community. And it's been quite a rocky road for the theaters these days, but yes. AMC is the new owner. And last I heard, which is very soon ago, they're open 3 days a week from 3:30 until. They want to know that you're coming, so it's always a good idea to buy tickets in advance. So moving on, because of my connections at the theater, the company that I worked for wanted me to be involved in the community. And so I got involved in the Chamber of Commerce and had a great time doing that, and it was fun and won some awards for being real loud and boisterous and talkable. Anyway, so the end result of that was that when the chamber director left, they offered me the position. And so I was the chamber director here in the Lake Worth immediate area, the Northwest Tarrant part of the community. For about 5 years, almost six. End result of that is I needed to retire. The wife was retiring soon, and sure enough, the end result of that was, after 44 and a half years, she and I have decided that we're going to be doing our different things. So we are now divorced, and I am free to go do whatever I want to do, which is one of these things I'm doing today, and that is bringing you the ifs, ands, and buts about what's going on in Northwest Tarrant County. So, Steve, did you have a question or two?
Well, yeah, I might ask this. I'm trying to think of some questions that others would ask if they were here this morning.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
So
sometimes.
What are some of the newest things that are going on in the area?
Ooh, well, let's see. Well, everybody, I don't care where you live around here, you know they're working on the bridge.
Yes.
That's a major undertaking. They predict and are hoping to have it done by sometime around this time of the year in 2024. Some of the issues that they're facing right now are utilities. Utilities currently go under the bridge out towards the lakeside area. And as you probably are aware, if you live out that direction, about 2 years ago, they decided that the city of Fort Worth and the city of Lakeside would share and develop property connections that they each could manage more efficiently, which meant that the city of Fort Worth got closer to the lake, and the city of Lakeside got some property and all the taxpayers going out towards the Nature Center. So that's been happening, and it's been kind of a rocky road for Lakeside. If you live out there, you know they had to build a water tower. That's an expensive undertaking.
I live out there.
Then you know.
Yes.
Property taxes kind of wiggled a little bit there. Anyway, so that's a major thing that's happening that will affect not only this side of the bridge, but all the way up through Jacksboro. And I don't mean just Azle. I'm talking all the way to Jacksboro. Right now, there are things that are happening in Azle that you've probably seen. They built a senior center, assisted living. I can't remember the name
Legacy?
Of it.
Legacy? Was that?
That Legacy. Thank Legacy. You very much. And the economic development coordinator, she's just been busy, busy, busy. Smart move on the part of the city hiring her away from Denton. And she knows so many people and connections. With that, if you get off the main drag, and maybe even sometimes on the main drag, you'll see a lot of builders signs here and there and everywhere. It's going crazy out that direction, which it's terrific for Azle. It's terrific for everybody because then sharing the taxes of all the improvements of those things that are happening out there will be better. However, it also does two other things. One, it puts a stress on some of the parklands, and Fort Worth has decided they're going to spend some money on our parks out this way, which is kind of a good news thing. If you don't know it, the city of Lake Worth has, I think they have 12 parks, including the dog park. And, oh, you didn't know they had a dog park. It was donated by a local family many years ago, and it's all tall fenced and parking lot and everything. It is over on the Fort Worth side of the Oaks area. And all you have to do is go down that last street of the Oaks, and you will run right into it. It's really great. I've taken my little Sophie out there, and she just runs and has a good time. I'd invite you to make that trip.
Now, before we get too far off the bridge, however, let me ask a question. So is that bridge, is it a brand-new bridge that they're building just to the right as you're going out of town?
Yes,
just
sir.
To the right of the bridge?
Yes,
is that
sir.
What it is?
And they are keeping the other one.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Okay.
So it's going to be one way that way, one way this way.
Oh, I gotcha.
And TxDOT has been very remiss, working with the city, trying to get things all worked out, going over the waterway for many years. And now it's
are they going to take that big curve out of that right there where
you mean after you get off the bridge go north?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Not much.
Okay.
Yeah. There'll be some. There's a park right there, right around Love Circle. You'll find by time you get up to Love Circle, turn in where there's a light, it will all be blending.
Okay. So there's not too much interruption of the traffic now since it's a whole separate bridge over there.
And correct.
That doesn't interfere
right.
with any of the traffic.
No. It sure does interrupt a great deal of effort by the Lake Worth Fire Department because they're the closest one that gets called when there's a spark. We won't go into that in great detail, but if you hear the sirens, that is an arrangement between the city of Lakeside and Lake Worth. And they've got a great, great fire department. And what you don't know about the fire department probably is that our city in Lake Worth has the same insurance rating as the city of Fort Worth. There are only two other cities in the state that have that high a rating. So if you're within a range, by the way, they also have trade arrangements with the other communities north of the bridge. It is north, isn't it?
I think so.
I think so, too. Anyway, so that's happening and is being reinforced. The arrangement with City of Lakeside is still to take Fort Worth water as it's processed through and back to the bridge. They are working on which way the new piping should go.
Okay.
And there's, for the residents that live on Love Circle, that's also part of Fort Worth. And about 5 years ago, that's a guess, they got sewer grinders. I may be getting way into the weeds on this. I'm sorry. But
I don't know.
I don't know how long your program is. I've got a lot to talk about. And there's a lot of stuff going on.
Okay. Now, here's another one. You just made me think of it.
Good.
Casino Beach, remember that big project they were going to have?
Yes.
And it was going to have all these restaurants and
yes,
all right
sir.
There on the lake. And,
yeah.
You know, I heard the guys actually talking about it, that
yeah.
were going to do it.
Yeah,
did
that
they
was
ever
the Patterson
get their funding?
Group.
Did that
yep.
go under, or is it still in the future?
The Patterson Group just had a lot of investors who had to move their money away from that project because the city of Fort Worth, be candid, they dragged their feet. They wanted to wait till a couple things happened. One, they wanted to dredge the lake. They did get that done. But by that time, they had lost two of the major investors. They had invested millions in the planning and the interfacing and that sort of stuff with the city. And unfortunately, they had to pull back out of that because they just didn't have the following that they had right off of their
previous event. So are they still interested in doing that? They're just, or
probably
not. Scrapped?
Probably not. No. Unfortunately, at least at this juncture.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
That's the way it goes.
Okay. Now, if my wife were here, she would ask you this question.
Yes.
When is there going to be a Costco or a Sam's move into this area?
Well,
not so much?
No. If you go to either one of them, you know you have to drive a bit. The Costco that is up in the Alliance area is thriving. I know I am a member. The Sam's out on 820 as you get into North Richland Hills is doing very well, and they see themselves more as a regional store. If you were to go to the Sam's south of here, that's the closest one. And then below that, down on the southwest side of town, they've got the other Costco.
Off of Bryant Irving?
Bryant Irving, yes.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're
it
right.
It is. You
yeah, just
go
kind of down there a little bit.
You got to do that, but anyhow. So what else you got for me?
Well, what about, is there a plan for Jacksboro Highway to hook up with 121 so that you could sort of bypass downtown? Seemed like I saw a drawing like that one time of a plan for that.
There has been a plan. By the way, the Jacksboro Highway plan took 14 years to get to this juncture, which they've paved it all the way up through 820, which is fine. The real benefactor of the 199 extension and all the stuff that happened down south of there was River Oaks. And River Oaks' fathers felt like it would be a great investment for them to update their water filtration program, all their piping and all the plumbing and all that sort of stuff that goes out throughout the city in anticipation of the growth. And they've had it. There's been a tremendous amount of real estate turnover in the River Oaks area. Not that you'd notice, but especially during all the China virus thing going on.
Yeah.
But there are people moving in here from out of state, which is a whole other subject we might cover. But the end result of that has been not River Oaks so much, but also the 121 down to the Ridgemar Mall with undoubtedly the most exciting part about all that growth has been around the river that goes through there, the Trinity, and they've built high-rise condos and apartment complexes along that so they can look out over the city.
Yeah. Why is there so much more traffic through Lake Worth now than there was 5 years ago?
There's two reasons. Yeah. You ready?
Yeah.
It's the bridges and bypasses that took you all up through Azle. A lot of those folks have been coming back and forth for a long time. But then when the people over in White Settlement experienced a little bit of growth, more people moved that direction. And it all hinged around contracts with the government to build airplanes and update the base. As you know, they put in a new runway. You may not know that.
No.
They had two situations with the runways. One, they could not land the extremely large passenger planes there that the government might continue to use. They've got the smaller ones right now that are 25, 30 years, 40 years old, some of them. But they needed more length, and the roadway, if you want to call it that, was really just falling apart. So for the last two iterations of management of the facility over there, they brought in their Navy people to head it up, and they have worked diligently to get everything cleared off. They've got the lighting. Everything is all straightened out, and happily it's all complete at this point.
Oh, cool.
Moving on to the other airport, municipal airport, they had some issues with some of their runways, and particularly the crosswind runway. They had to replace that as well. So
you're talking about Meacham?
Meacham, okay. Yes. And in that vein, they needed to make a little bit more room, so they moved their administration over and built them a new structure. And so now there is a way to come in from both sides of that runway, whereas before it was really limited to one direction.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah. That doesn't fully explain to me why when I drive through Lake Worth in the middle of the day, it's like rush hour traffic. And I'm saying, what's a good time to go to town? 2 in the morning. I knew that.
Pretty close.
Okay.
Your best time is Tuesday. I've discovered that. I recently moved to Lake Worth knowing that they knew me and I knew a lot of people out here. And I'm really enjoying living up on Willis Road. And I bought a 1960s Rambler, as they call it, and I've been updating it, spending thousands of dollars, new water system. Anyway, things like that, new patio, new concrete.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
anyway,
great.
That's personal
Well, it's
stuff.
Nice to have you in the area.
Well.
And we might kind of close out by you telling us what you're doing now, like with your newspaper and so on.
You want to talk about some of this later? Because I've got more.
Oh, you do?
A lot more.
Oh, well, give us the biggest.
Okay.
And I'll just go like this whenever we're
all
done.
Right. If y'all remember, Wells Fargo had a location just down past on 199, and there are things happening on both sides of that location that, of course, have been vacant now for a year or so. On the top side, going towards, well, let's just say towards the knife store, we have two hotels that are being built. And Hawthorne, and the other one is a 8 Days Inn, I'm told.
Where is that?
That is right behind. 8 Days Inn will be right behind where Wells Fargo was.
Okay.
And right down close to the parking lot on
by
the back
side. Atwoods? You're down by Atwoods?
On the other side of the... No.
No.
No. You are... See, where would it be? No. It's... How to describe this? If you know where Arizola's and Pasta's Pizza and all that, back up in there.
Oh, okay. Behind that.
Behind there.
Oh, wow.
Okay. The other one is right next to the knife store. I can't think of the name. You don't remember the name of the knife store? Great family.
House of Blades.
House of Blades. Thank you. They were postponed greatly during their efforts by weather, because they had to kind of reinforce the wall on the backside of that property to be able to create a runoff that wasn't detrimental to the street below.
Oh.
But I've got their permit right here on my phone. So they're busy grading and moving things around there. The Days Inn has been delayed because of some plumbing issues. In dealing with the city of Fort Worth, and they did not post their license to produce there, so there are delays.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
But moving on.
All right.
If you've come this way over the bridge, the first thing you're going to run into is this church. Yay.
Yeah.
The eye doctor's place.
Right.
And then
Murphy's.
A little Murphy's Oil. And then a little bit further down, let's just say it's the oldest car wash in town that is being totally reverberated with new kinds of things. I say the right word.
You're talking about the self car wash?
Yes.
Okay, not the car lovers.
No.
But that little self car wash.
It's this little guy right here.
Okay.
That has been around forever and ever. They are stripping it down. They're refacing it all. They're putting in new pumps. They're spending a great deal of money.
Is it going to be a drive-through, or is it still just like it was?
Still like it was. They are talking about taking one of them and creating a drive-through through here. They're having some issues with being able to cycle people in and out as far as the space is concerned, but they'll work it out.
Okay. What else you got?
Well, PPG Paints moved into the shopping center that has Cash Plus, along with Kids to Kid. Kid to Kid. And, of course, the paint store is obvious, but the Kid to Kid, that's where you can take your children's clothes that they have outgrown and either trade or sell to Kid to Kid. Kid to Kid used to be up in the Target shopping center. And did very well up there, but they were kind of on the backside, and you had to know where they were.
Okay.
Now you can see them from $1.99. We also now have a dance studio in the community right next to Edge Coffee House, which is on Boat Club.
Yes.
And that seems to be picking up. They are trying to get some students in there. And it used to be a boxing thing where you could go in.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Around the backside of between.
Yeah, the old State Farm place.
Yes.
And took over, let's see, Edge took over the, Edge Coffee House took over where Whataburger had their training facility.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So also in that shopping center, if you turn right going up Boat Club, you will go to the theater. But at the theater, there are two things happening, that area there. One is a reflexology place, who's a very good reflexologist. That's if you got feet problems.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the Lake Worth Animal Hospital Clinic moved up there. So you'll be able to drop the dog off, get your feet cleaned up and moved and all kinds of stuff. He doesn't do the nails or anything. But anyhow, you will enjoy going into that parking lot during the day when the theater's not open. And if not, you can always go around back and park on the other side, which is between, Home Depot and the new winery that opened up last year.
Okay.
So.
All right.
If you didn't know there was a winery there and you're into wine,
you
need to make the trip in there because they are just great people.
All right. Why don't you give us one more?
One more. On Boat Club Road, just south of Shadydale. Dollar General's building a new location for the neighborhood. Got lots more?
Well, do another quick one.
Another quick one is on Azel Avenue towards downtown, you will find a shopping center that has popped up. And in it is, I'll read it, Oasis Restaurant. And beside it is a mattress place, and all kinds of event center.
So east of Loop 820?
Yes.
They're going toward town?
Towards downtown.
Yeah, okay.
So there's a lot more going on. Maybe you guys will have me back.
Yeah, we will.
Oh, I look forward to that.
You're going to have a lot of updates for us.
Well, there's more.
Okay,
there's a lot more.
So tell us what you're doing right now with your newspaper.
Oh, that, yes. Well, now that I'm in town and I can hear, see, and look around and go to a lot of stuff from, I used to live in North Richland Hills. Well, let's see. Where does it start?
With the name.
Well, thank you. That's good. If you have the internet, it's thenwsun.com. And so, the Northwest Sun. I wonder what Northwest means.
Well, do you do a subscription?
No.
Are they like around
to,
in the... In
free
the...
to everybody. Look for local news and take people's news. Like to get the church news if you'd send it to me.
Okay.
And it's all free. There's no subscription. And if you go into a store locally, tell them they need to advertise with me because I had to lay off 3 writers during all this COVID stuff. I don't like that. Plus, I've lost a lot of advertisers. Bless me with your gift of knowledge.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Greg.
All right. See you next time.
Yeah, you bet. And thank you all for tuning in. That's been very informative. And we'll get Greg to come back because he had more news for us. So we're going to close it out, though, now. And thanks for tuning in. And I'd like to close with a prayer. All right? Lord, I just pray you'd bless everybody that's watching, listening to this broadcast today. Keep them safe. Keep them protected. Thank you, Lord. You watch over us. You keep us. You watch over your word to perform it. So, Lord, our prayers are going to be word-based all week long, and then worship you in church on Sunday. We love you, Lord. We lift up this prayer and this program and the wise and the wonderful in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. See you again next week.